Hey everyone, so today is Saturday and it's like 1:15 p.m. and I'm gonna be doing my makeup and skincare routine as well as just getting ready. And I thought I would film it because it's fun. I wish I could do videos, get ready for these, but the audios are fine too. The audios are fun. So first thing I did was I just kind of like trimmed my eyebrows a little bit, just kind of used this little small eyebrow razor and shaved a part of it, and then later I might go in and like trim them because I do that like every weekend, but right now they're looking fine. So the first thing I'm gonna do is my skincare routine, and I'm gonna go head into the bathroom so the audio quality might be a little bit strange, so apologies about that. So first things first, I'm going to clip up my hair because I have curtain bangs that like to get in the way of everything, so I just keep them clipped up when I do my skincare and my makeup. And then my hair is also super annoying sometimes, so I'm just gonna tie it back in a ponytail. And then before I cleanse, it's really important to wash hands, because if you don't, then your dirty hands are just getting on your face, which is obviously not good. It defeats the whole purpose of cleansing. I just washed my face with the Cetaphil Daily Facial Cleanser, and I patted it dry with a washcloth. And something I want to get better at doing is switching out my washcloth more often, because I use the same one for like a week or like multiple weeks on end, and I'll forget to change it out, and that's probably bad. So next, I usually will do my like acne skincare routine, but I don't do that in the mornings because I feel like sometimes it kind of has adverse effects. So I'm just using some aloe vera gel to put it over my acne scars and just acne in general, because I have a lot, and I haven't worn makeup in a while because of it. I don't know if I've already mentioned this, but I have not worn makeup in literally forever because I'm doing like a no makeup at school challenge, like during the school day, because I feel like it just, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that I'm doing this, but oh well. So next, I'm going to moisturize my face using this CeraVe facial moisturizing lotion. It's technically for the nighttime. It says PM, but it's fine. I don't do this every day. And then I'm using Cetaphil Daily Oil Free Facial Moisturizer with sunscreen. I highly recommend getting this to apply daily, or like at least some sort of sunscreen with a like at least a little bit of SPF, and then a higher SPF for summer. Like I have like one summer that's like 70 that I do every day in summer, but it's important to do it every day in winter as well, and not just on your face but everywhere on your body, especially the neck too. I feel like that gets overlooked, and this is a new bottle of it, so it's not like, why is it not working? I don't know why it's not working, but the other one I've had for a while, I've just been like squeezing it out of the I don't even know what I've been doing, but I don't know why this isn't dispensing. Oh, finally a little bit came out, only a teeny tiny bit though. What the heck? There we go. Okay, so I'm just going to apply this all over my face and neck and rub it in really well. Oh, something just happened in the game. I heard my mom. I'm kind of scared to see who wins because, it's like my bracket. I put like the seed with the team behind us. They put Arizona winning. My whole family, we want Dayton to win. But there are 7 seeds, so. Okay, I just finished the skin prep, which is the sunscreen. I'm gonna do a little bit more actually, just because it is good for my skin, and it is good if you have acne scars to always put on sunscreen, because if they get burnt, it's just gonna make it 1,000 times worse.
So we are back in my room, and I have some Vaseline that I'm gonna use on my face just to make it like more glowy of a base, and then I'm using this e.l.f. Power Grip Primer. I think this breaks me out, and I haven't used it in like months because of that, but we're gonna do an experiment. I'm not gonna put it like on where I have my active breakout right now though. So first, I'm going to use this Vaseline and just put a little bit on my face to kind of give it a glowy base. And I don't know if this clogs your pores or not, guys. I like complain about having bad skin, but then I put like the weirdest stuff on my face. Next is the Power Grip Primer. I'm only gonna use a teeny tiny bit of this because I'm scared. It is so sticky. It makes my skin really sticky. But that's the point. That's the good part. Okay, we're not putting it on the active breakout because I feel like that might be bad. And just rub it in. And then we're gonna let it sit and let it stickify. And while I do that, I'm gonna do my eyebrows, I think. So, for my eyebrows, what I do is I use this e.l.f. Clear Brow and Lash Mascara. This is literally $3. And I am just going to brush my brows upward. And it just looks one bajillion times better since I trim them too. That way I don't have to like brush them to the side. I literally just brush them up and then it's literally perfect. So sometimes if I'm really feeling it, I fill in the eyebrows with literally eyeshadow. I don't have the most extensive makeup collection, and that is okay. I'm okay with that. We're just going to use a little bit of brown eyeshadow. And by the way, I don't know if I talked about my mirror that I use. I use a mirror with a light, which might not be the best idea because it has a magnifying mirror on the back, and those things are so bad because they make me pick at my skin. They make me like overanalyze everything, which is not good. So right now I'm just kind of filling in my eyebrows a little bit with some eyeshadow because I'm doing like a full like on lip today for fun. So today what I'm doing is I'm going to, I don't know if I already said this, I apologize if I did, but I'm going to my school's art show, which kind of scared about because there's people that I don't want to see because of my like club. And for the club, we were like, people were like volunteering there, and like I didn't sign up to volunteer. I feel like that's bad if they see me there when I didn't sign up to volunteer. I have enough volunteer hours and I didn't want to do it. Like, I wanted free time today. I didn't want to spend my whole entire day at the art show. I just wanted to like swing by, you know what I'm saying? I swear if they ask me, I'm gonna cry. Okay, I just did my eyebrow routine, and now I'm going to put on some concealer. I'm going to do concealer under my eyes, just a teeny tiny bit. And I actually heard that if you put concealer on your breakouts, it'll just spread it. So we're going to put this on the back of my hand and take my finger, I guess, to put it over my acne. Because I'm not about to risk spreading my acne anywhere else, because it's already everywhere on my cheek. It's so bad, guys. I can't even. Yes? Check it out, I got a blue pop. Oh, that's so awesome. Your hair looks snazzy. Say hi to the podcast.
Hi, podcast. Hold up,
you want to promote?
What, my podcast? I literally haven't posted on in a year.
Yeah. Or not. Bye.
Why would I promote it?
Can you close your door? My door.
Sure.
Thank you. That was my brother, in case you didn't put two and two together. Okay. So, it's looking interesting right now. I don't even know how this is looking, but it's okay. So I'm just kind of running out my finger. I have a lot of extra on my hand, which I'm going to have to wash off. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom anyway because I need to heat up my eyelash curler, because it literally does not work unless I heat it up, which is probably not the best. I need a new one. I also need a new mascara because I've had this mascara for so long and it is so gross. It's not gross, but like it probably is gross because you're supposed to replace it every few months, and I have not been doing that. So it's a little like chunky and gross. Okay, the concealer doesn't look dry because I made my skin so oily. So we're gonna spray this beauty blender with my water sprayer to blend the rest of it out. And also today I'm going to the school play, which I'm excited about. I almost auditioned, but then I was like, no, I'm not doing that because I did not want to. And I should have just, well, I didn't have a monologue and I was like, I don't want to do this. I auditioned for the musical and it was so bad. And I'm like, let's not do this because I don't know. Okay. So this isn't really helping with, like, the texture of my acne, but it's helping with the redness and, like, the scars. So we're just gonna keep doing it until it, like, finally decides to subside, which might be never, but it's okay. All right. Looks good enough for now. Not really, but anyways, I'm gonna go wash off my hand because it has concealer all over it. And then I'm gonna go curl my eyelashes. And what I do with that is I literally just heat up my eyelash curler with a hair dryer to get it warm so that it actually curls them, because it does not work for some reason. Silly me, I literally forgot to tell you guys what products I use. It doesn't really matter, but my concealer is the e.l.f. Hydrating Camo Concealer in the shade Fair Rose. I'm just putting a little bit more on that, like, I have like a bug bite or something. I don't know what it is. And then my beauty blenders are very fancy, professional beauty blenders that came in a 3-pack at Dollar Tree. So, yeah. Okay. And then my eyelash curler, I don't know what that is from. I don't know why, like, where it came from. Anyways, so next is blush time. And this is the scary part because it either goes really well or really awfully. So this is the e.l.f. Camo Liquid Blush. This is like a rare beauty dupe. I will forever be an e.l.f. girly until I die. But the thing with this blush is it is so bright and pigmented. It's the brightest pink. It's so bright, which is a good thing, but you have to be extremely careful. And I finally figured out a good technique. So you just do like not even a full dot, like half a dot on each side. Then you're gonna take, I have this big beauty blender. You're going to drench it in water. So I just sprayed it like 30 times, pat it out on your hand, and then start blending it out. And you can always like add more if it's not enough, but it's better than having to like redo your entire makeup because you added a crazy amount of blush, which has happened before and it is not fun. So basically I'm just kind of blending this out. What shade is it? I think it's in the shade Pinky Promise. It is. I remember because like it's always a struggle to get the e.l.f. products at my local Target. They always sell out, so I have to like, I got this one at like a non-local Target because they never have it at mine. So I only have a little teeny tiny bit on right now. I think I'm gonna like add a little bit more. I'm scared. Okay, hopefully that's okay. And I also need to go empty the dishwasher soon, so I'm gonna go take a break from this, I think. Actually, no, I'm gonna do my mascara first because I just curled my eyelashes and I don't want them to like uncurl. Okay, perfect. My blush is looking decent. So, for my mascara, I like to start with a base. Oh, like with the Vaseline lid. I'm just using a little bit of Vaseline. Why do these both? Okay, well, I'm gonna have to throw this out. Okay, anyways, I was trying to use my old, I don't know what I was trying to do. Okay, but basically, I'm just gonna put Vaseline on my eyelashes because I used to do this all the time, like, instead of mascara before I could had any mascara, and it actually like worked really well. It kind of darkened my eyelashes a little bit. It just makes them more moisturized so that they don't look super dry with my mascara, which is old in case I forgot to mention, so it might be completely dried out anyway. Okay, this is the CoverGirl Lash Blast Volume Waterproof in the shade Black Brown. I actually accidentally bought brown mascara and it has done me so well. I highly suggest. Oh, it's so dry, guys. Oh my gosh. I highly suggest getting a brown mascara if you have, like, lighter features. Like, if you have blonde hair or, like, my hair, it's, like, in the mix. It's, like, I don't really like the term dirty brown, dirty blonde, but it's, like, blonde. I've heard some people say that. But, yeah, if you just have, like, and then blue eyes, green eyes, maybe even red hair, it just looks less intense, and it looks a little more natural if that's, like, the look you like to go for. So, okay, I'm sorry, I have to concentrate while I put this on. I only do a teeny tiny bit because I think less is more when it comes to mascara. And then I always go wipe it off. Like, not all of it, obviously, but the bottom lashes are always scary to do. Okay, I just finished doing that. And we're gonna take Q-tips and micellar water and clean it up. So I'm gonna go grab my micellar water, and then I'm gonna go empty the dishwasher. And then I think that might be all the makeup I'm doing. I don't know, but I will be back. I just used a lip scrub from Bath & Body Works, and I'm going to put this lip mask from Bath & Body Works on. I am such a Bath & Body Works fanatic. It is so amazing. I have so many Bath & Body Works products, and they're so random too. Like, I just have a bunch of hand sanitizers, and a bunch of, like, random lip products, and, like, all this stuff. So it's really exciting. I love them so much. Okay, I just put this lip mask on. It's really nice. It's vanilla and it smells so good. Okay, so now I need to kind of get back into order before I can do the rest of my getting ready routine, because I still need to get dressed and do my hair, because I have a really cute hair idea. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing, but I'm wearing red today, so I'm gonna put a little red ribbon in my hair. I'm probably gonna do braids, maybe? I don't know. I actually have no idea exactly what I'm gonna do. But I'm gonna see if I have a red barrette for my hair. Let me go look. I have a whole little box of mismatched hair clips. And I don't have, like, any matching ones, but it's okay. Okay, here's a red one. I have two red ones, but one of them is, like, a flower one, and one of them is just, like, a plain one. It was 15. Okay. So, I like this one, but I only have one red barrette. So, if I put this in, I'd have to, like, keep it even and, like, put a braid on the other side or something. I think that'd actually be really cute. Maybe I'll do that. Oh, it just fell on the ground. Okay, so I'm gonna go grab my hairbrush and a hair tie and my ribbon. Okay, so I'm gonna get dressed before I do my hair. And what I'm gonna wear is, oh, I just stepped on paper. I'm gonna wear this red shirt. This red Dayton shirt with, like, a sparkly little logo. I've never worn this shirt before. It was, like, a hand-me-down. And then this pair of dark wash, low-rise, flare jeans, and then I'm probably gonna have to wear a hoodie because it's, like, 40 degrees. I don't even know how cold it is, but, or I could layer, but I don't know how good that would look. That would probably look really bad. I might try it, though. So, I just tried on an outfit, and let's just say I'm never wearing this again. I'm never wearing this ever. So it's a long sleeve white shirt layered under this short sleeve shirt. But because of the way the shirt fits, I look like a character from Disney Channel. And I don't think anyone would genuinely wear this. So I'm changing immediately. The outfit still isn't, like, the best outfit ever, but it's okay. I'm adding a white zip-up hoodie and praying for the best. It'll be okay. It's not the ugliest outfit ever. It's maybe the second ugliest. I'm just kidding. It'll look okay if I wear it, like, off the shoulder zip-up. Okay, it's fine.
That's just what I'm going to keep telling myself. Okay, let's go pick out jewelry. Okay, guys, so before we just do the jewelry, let's talk Olivia Rodrigo. So, Guts Spilled came out yesterday, and I literally love it. There is a song on there that I love so much, and I'm so sick of defending because tell me why everyone is hating on this song. Like, what is up with that? If you have a guess, make your guesses now. I always forget what it's called. Wait, what is it even called? It's Girl I've Always Been. That's what it's called. I get so confused. I'm like, wait, what is this song called? No, Girl I've Always Been is literally so good. I'm so sick. I will not tolerate any hate towards that song because it is so good. And I love, love, love a country folksy vibe. I think that fits Olivia so well. And while I still love like the rock pop vibe, pop rock vibe, I think she should really consider like switching for an album at least, like doing like an album of that style because it is so amazing. I love it so much. I'd be biased because I'm a huge Evermore stan, if you could hear from background music, but like, oh my golly goodness, it's literally amazing. So I'm sick of defending. The only person who have seen it actually like it that I know is my cousin Kate. Kate, if you're listening to this, love you. You have the best taste. I'm just kidding, guys. But like, I just dropped some necklaces. Okay, I'm wearing 3 necklaces today because I'm feeling bold. Okay, so basically, there's so much new music coming out soon, which is really exciting. Like, April 5th, I know of 3 artist albums that are coming out, which is like actually kind of crazy. I know, so Conan Gray, Lizzie McAlpine, and then Benson Boone. I don't really listen to Benson Boone, but like my friend was talking about it, so. I'm not a huge fan of Beautiful Things. Some of the YouTube short songs that I hear all the time on YouTube shorts. I know that's not a YouTube short song, but every time I hear it, I'm like, I cannot listen to this song. And like, Austin, that song is good, it's catchy, but it's like getting on my nerves. Like, all these songs are just getting on my nerves. I wish we could like have more of a variety on this stuff. But I'm gonna add some gold hoops. I don't know if I should tuck in this shirt because it's kind of bothering me. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna add my gold hoops because they are adorable. And I wear either my gold or silver hoops with every outfit. Like, everyone talks about, like, oh, are you a gold girl, are you a silver girl, blah, 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 blah. I'm both. I do not have a preference. Like, I think gold is prettier, but it completely depends on the outfit. Like, there's so many outfits that gold jewelry just would not go with that outfit, and I have to wear silver just because it looks better. Like, they both look good on me. Like, I don't understand what the need is to pick. My hair took me 15 minutes, and I was rambling on for 15 minutes, and then I just decided to cut that out. But I finally finished the whole look. It is pretty cute, actually. But I'm gonna be scared to go out in public like this. I just know I'm gonna be scared. Okay, guys, it's the next day. I forgot to do an outro, so bye!